Samach Dalad, Sif Gimel. Mavi Okrim, Kimin Dalas. The Mavi, which is shaped like a Dalad, and it has Rosh Hashanah on both ends. Okay? So, we had a Mavi, which is Mefulash, had Rosh Hashanah on both ends, or had a Carmelus on both ends. It was straight through, but now it's bent in the middle. Dina, we deal with Ki'ilo Hoyim Mefulash Bakmimus. We give it a din of as if it's mefulish, even though it's bent. It starts tursa pesach by mimisay, and it needs a tursa pesach by the turn. Meshe rosher v'lechol echad lechi oikara. So we deal with it as if the place where it bends is a mefulish tursa sarabim. So we said before you need a tursa pesach on that end, and you need a lechi or a kara on the other end. So the two ends of the dalad will need lechi or kara. In the middle, you'll put a tursa pesach. Or you have a different option. Tursa pesach called echad mishnei roshav, but lechi b'kara back in this. If you put a tursa pesach at the two outer ends, you can put a lechi in the middle. Because the point is, we deal with it as if it's two different mavis, and each mavi has a different mavi mafulish, which needs a tursa pesach on one end, the lechi b'kara on the other end. So now it has two turns. So it starts a pesach b'shnei mikmusov, ak mimusov, lechi akara b'shnei roshav. So you put it starts a pesach of the two turns and lechi akara at the two ends.
Okay. Two turns.
Two places where the ches turns.
Oh, ches shaped.
Yeah.
Where is this?
The end of Sifta Gim, end of Sifta Gim.
What about doing it the other way? Like, flip it like you did with the other thing.
Yeah, so you could do that. You could put the source of Pesach at the two ends, and then you put a Lechi Bekara in the two middle ones. Mm-hmm. You know, each, or a Lechi by one occur by the other, two Lechi, you know. That would also work.
So it just says it with one and you haven't mentioned it.
I guess sort of relies on what you said before. You okay. Test. The cotton test. All can come in Dallas. It opens out. It basically is the same thing which we had before. One end is open to a caramelist, and one end is open to. Both ends are open to a caramelist. So here it's both ends are open to a caramelist or to Rishas Rabbi. So we deal with it. Kilo Hima Foolish. Acharesha Ovrin Mitzad. Because you can travel through there to get to Rosh Hashanah. You go there, make the turn, and you go out to Rosh Hashanah. So it does function as a mefulish Rosh Hashanah or a mefulish Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, we're going to deal with it as if that pilush is at the turn. So you put it through a pesach back me musoi, your aleph. The pilush shu mefulish lechaveroi, that which it flows through to the other mavi with the turn. We deal with it as if that was where the Rishas Rabim was. So you put a Tursa Pesach there, and then you put a Lechi Bekara, at the end, or you put a Tursa Pesach at the end, you put a Lechi Bekara in the Bakmimus.
Did you do Mishnah
Berurah test and
Mishnah
Berurah Yadav? I did. Now, so he says
Mishnah Berurah Yud.
Mm-hmm.
Acharei Shovrin Mitzat.
I did. Balechi Bekara Mevakimis. Ben Lahakshus. My Gria Zem Eilu Hoyim Afulish Mishnei Tzadav Yosher. Now let's think. Let's say it was. It went straight through. It wasn't bent. So you die with tursa pesach mitzad echad, balechi b'kar b'ksei hasheni. Here we're doing three things. We're putting a tursa pesach by the bend, mm-hmm. Alechi at one end, and alechi at the other end. So we're putting three things. So why is this more chomer than had it been straight through, where you only need two things? Right? You need a tursa pesach on one end, alechi b'kar the other end. Why are we adding that you need a third thing over here?
Okay.
The Hoya died with Tursa Pesach, he said, Echad, Balechi, Bekar, Bekotzi, Hasheni. He says, that's not a kasha. Why? Beish loymer the kima da pilush shebeemsa near mishnei hatzdodim. Chalasos mishal yira yira loymitzad zeh loymitzad zeh. In other words, over there you see straight through from one end to the other. So the two tikkunim act as closing it off. But over here, I stand on the top of the dal and I look and I don't see the tikkun on the other around the bend. I just see these two things. So this needs it. This needs a tikkun. And the same thing on the other side. I only see these two. From both directions, looking at it, you should see that it's also okay. We said before that we did with our mavuas nowadays that they were dinim with chatzeres. So therefore, okay, das kamachrenim. So we have practically a mavi which has a bend, but we deal with it as a chatzer, not as a mavi. So what do you need to do in that situation? Das kamachrenim. The af imhem akumois umufiloshes mishnei rotzideim stodeim. You don't need a ticket in the middle. We just put a ticket on the both ends of the chatzar, and that's all you need. This halacha of mekmimus is a halacha which is specifically mavui oriented, because a mavui is made. Chazal dealt with a mavui because it's made to transport traffic. So it's a little more chomer than a chatzar. Ours, for whatever reason, we deal with it as a chatzar, so it doesn't have that chomerah, even though there's traffic going through, but Chazal deal with it as if it wasn't made for the purpose of transporting traffic. And therefore, just doing a tikkun at the both outer ends is enough, and that's all you need. You don't need a tikkun in the bent. You can rely on this shita. Okay, let's say it's a ches, so there's two bends. So then you need, by both of the turns, you need a tursa pes.
Excuse me, one second. I lost you a little bit. What do you mean by b'mavuos shalano, ours?
B'zmanazev, which we said before, the Ramos says that b'zmanazev, we deal with our mavuos as a din of a chotzer. So that's the chumra that you need two pasim. Masha, you can't use just one lechi, or you need a pas arbu.
Right. Why is it?
Because usually we assume we don't have the normal flow of that batim into chaseris and chaseris into mavuos. We don't really have that. In general, we don't have that
structure anymore.
Normally. Right. Uh-huh. So therefore, we just deal with it as always that it's a chotzer. So it has the chum of a chotzer. It says it was also going to get a cool of a chotzer that it doesn't need a tikkun by the bends. Mishnei Akmi Musov. The Chashinah Lechol Akmi Mus Kiluhum Afulish. So we deal with this. The ches, each band as if it was a mafulish. We do use this as a pass through, or a bypass, I guess, to the Rishas Rabbin. Within the Shioch Olasa Shnei Tzuras, a Pesach B'Shnei Rosh, B'Shnei Lechoyah, B'Shnei Akmimus. You could do a Tzuras a Pesach at the two ends, and Lechi recover by the two turns.
Lechi.
Lechi says Lechi, but that should be kar also.
What do you need kar for?
Well, one or the other. So you need two luchayayim by the two bends. You can either.
Maybe I missed it. Why do you need any tzuras apesach? Why can't every spot be covered by a lechi or kar?
Because we're dealing with this as a mavi which is full of shushas rabim, mavi which is open on both ends.
Okay.
One end has to have a tzuras apesach. Right. Okay. Dalid. Well, in the case of the ches, you're going to need two tzuras of pesach. Yeah.
Because each one of them,
you deal with as if it's a mafulish. There's these two mavuos. We deal with them as each one of them a mafulish because the maaseh goes all the way through. So this end represents that. So it needs a tzuras of pesach somewhere in this side. And this also needs a tzuras pesach somewhere on this side.
And the one in the middle, between the two bends, does not necessarily need it.
Well, either you're going to put a tzuras pesach here and luchayim here, It puts Tzuros HaPesach here and L'chayayim here.
We're looking at his two mavos, not three.
Well, the middle one will end up with two lechis, theoretically, right? You theoretically could end up with the middle one having two lechis.
Yes, yeah, so I guess that's my question. Why is right. that then?
Because that one alone is not really flowing out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's the two ones at the end was thought to Rosh Hashanah
Rabbim. Not directly.
Okay, Dalit.
What in the middle?
The back one. It's also like a movie there. But that's a movie which is, I mean... We don't see that it opens up to Rosh Hashanah when we stand there, so that would be enough to put two lechis. Mavuos ha-psuchim eilu le-eilu. Vein ikum shalechem em noitzu Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so as opposed to the mavuos ending out, each one ending in Rosh Hashanah, Mavi A ends in Mavi B, Mavi B ends in Mavi C, eventually they get out to Rosh Hashanah. But they flow one into the other. The last one flows out in the Shasur Rabbim. Kimish Psychos Amabi Achitz in the Shasur Rabbim. Her Oysim Mavi Shapsuach Elov Bach Mimusai Choshev Kipsuch Lushasur Rabbim. Chen Mavi Abbasuch Loysim Mavi Bechen Kula. Since the last one ends up in Shasur Rabbim and each one flows into that, we say this is a Mavi which ends out in the Shasur Rabbim. Whereas in the case of a Chazal, which each Mavi stood by itself, it dealt with its Chazaris and it flowed to Shasur Rabbim. That's all it did. Here, Mavi A flows into Mavi B, which flows into Mavi C, which flows into Mavi D, which flows into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So one end ends up in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So each one will have a din of a Mavi which ends in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Excuse me. Mishnah Berurah Daled. Psuchim Elu Leilu. Let's learn after din Mavi Okum Hubishnei Mavois Shoshem Psuchim Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Davka. The case of the Mavi, we just said the case was that the case of the Daled. The there is two ends entering Shasur Rabbim, the outer end of the top of the Dalet, the outer end of the bottom of the Dalet, and the middle it was they met each other. And over here, only one end is ending in Shasur Rabbim. So, the Kan Yesh Harbi Mavush Ktanim Shenichnosus Elu BeElu VeEin VeElu BeElu VeEin Ben Pilus Shasur Rabbim. Filahochi Kivin SheKsei Mavi or Akron Pesul Shasur Rabbim Chetchilas Mavi Harishon. So, the Mishnah Berurah adds that this is only true that there really are two ends of ending out Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Mavi A starts Rosh Hashanah Rabbim here, goes to Mavi B, which goes here, which Mavi C goes there, Mavi D goes there, Mavi E goes there, Mavi F goes out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But each one bends and gets out. Eventually, there is a flow through, a theoretical flow through from Rosh Hashanah A to Rosh Hashanah B, so therefore it's a problem. Making sense? Yeah? Okay.
The problem that you don't really know when you're on the inside?
From Rosh Hashanah A to Rosh Hashanah A? No.
It's not visible, right. But since there is a flow through, we have to deal with it as if it's, we have to deal with it that this is a movie which ends out of Rosh Hashanah B. That's a chiddush of the Dalit. Okay, hey. Mavi ha'asui k'nadol. Nadol is the centipede. Tahanu mavi gadol shaharbi mavuos k'tanim psucha osloi. V'rosh eshnim psucha m'shasurab. So, if you have the picture in the Dershim Shabruah, it's on page, whatever page that is. I don't know. Doesn't have numbers. So you have small sets of chetzeres opening out to a small mavi. That mavi ends up into a big mavi in the middle on one end. The other end, they end out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So each little mavi is a mefulish on one end to the mavi finishes rabim, other end into another mavi.
This picture, I don't know if it's the same picture, but this picture showing even the small mavi is going out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
On the outer side, let's say.
On the outer side.
Yes, that's correct. Correct. That is correct. Right. So that was the case over here. Rosh Hashniyim Psuchim Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The other end of these little mavuos is entering into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But they're not if you're walking down the Mavi Gadol in the middle, so the ones on the right side are not perfectly
lined up with the ones
on the left side, right?
It's not symmetrical.
Not symmetrical. Because then, you know, we would say, we sort of, then there was a point, that would be easier to deal with. This thing is going through from Shazer Rabim here to Shazer Rabim there. Forget about the Mavi Gadol in the middle.
You may not see it going to the other.
If there's a Shazer Rabim here, a Shazer Rabim here, and a Mavi down the middle.
Right.
And there, these two are parallel, these two little Mavuos.
And you could see.
So forget about the Mavi Gadol, this goes straight through from here to here.
Right.
So no, even without that. Each one deals with just, it's only really dealing with the Shazer Rabim on one side and the Mavi Gadol on the other side. So you have to put one side of Surah of Pesach and the other side you put a Lechia Rekara. Okay. The Mavi Gadol, Imam Foolish, or Surah of Pesach, Mitzad Echad, Umitzila Hashani Lechia Rekara. We must also Isa Lechia Rekara Berusha. So the Mavi Gadol is open on both ends versus the Rabban, so I need a Surah of Pesach on one end and a Lechi on the other end. If it's closed off in the back, and now it has Surah of Pesach down the middle, so it's closed off totally. It just needs a Lechi on one end, and that's all you need. Mishabur Yadalit. Psychum Elul Le'e, no. Mishabur Tesvah. Hasa Kanadal. Hu Sher Shiesh Lot Reglaim Harbe, Mishnei Tzadov, Venim Chuvonim Zekeneget Zeb. The legs are not necessarily perfectly in sync, symmetrical. It has offshoots, and the offshoots are not exactly parallel to each other. Adjacent to each other. It's not the ends of the second ones, it's the second end of theirs. Hanusha called Echab Echem Yam of Voice, Kektanash of Rosh Echab Pesuch, Mavi Gadol, Rosh Hashnia Pesuch, Rosh Hashrabim. One end opens into Mavi Gadol, one end opens into a Rosh Hashrabim, or within the Karmel opens into a Karmelis. But it's open on two ends. So you put a source of Pesach on one side, and you put a Lechi of Kar on the other side. I feel even if they're not perfectly parallel. Meloshim Mechaber Mashma. Now, but the Mechaber says, even if, which means, but this halacha is true even in that case also, which means even if they are perfectly, one across from the other, this system would work. Okay? You need this system, which means you have to close it off as it goes to the Mavi Gadol. Why don't you say like this? Forget about the Mavi Gadol in the middle. This goes straight from Rishon Zohar. Made Rishon Zohar and B. Do a tikkun on one end, do a tikkun on the other end. Forget about the Mavi Gadol in the middle. It's just like a gap in your Mavi. No, we don't say that.
Because symmetrical.
But let's say the case that they are symmetrical.
Oh, if it is symmetrical.
Because the Shulchan Aruch, even if they're not symmetrical, means, but sounds like it's also if they are symmetrical. It's the same thing.
Oh.
Says, why is that? When the chashan kamavi echad aruch mufulish b'yosher, to have mikomakum kolechad kamavi akum who imagadol. But there's a visibly the mavi gadol looks like a mavi which has a bend,
right?
Because opening it to the mavi gadol, which needs, so you have to deal with this two mavuos, and then you have to take it where they meet,
right?
So oisid the kolechad, you make a tzur sepesach on one side and a lechi on the other side. So he said, there's mavuos ketanos on each side. So you put a tzuras pesach towards the mavi gadol and a lechi b'kara towards the rishus rab. Now, v'hu adinim lechi mavuos ketanos ele mitzad echad shel mavi gadol. Gam gen tzar tikun se. I mean, if you would have a mavi which only has three mavuos ketanos coming out on the right side and nothing on the left side, just straight wall. But on the right side, you'd have to make a tikun. In the Mavi Gadol, so you're going to put, Malcolm Sichel is still going on the Mavi Gadol. So you put a source of Pesach in the bends, you know, where it meets the Mavi Gadol, and a lechi b'kar on the outside. Also, it's a possible yell, the Mavi Akim Tzar Tikun b'karma Akmi Musay. V'ho kol achas b'yam b'vuas ha'ktanas b'chal Mavi Akim hu, she's lit b'menu le Mavi Gadol, b'menu yetzir shesurabim. It has a flow from it to the Mavi Gadol, to shesurabim, that's called Mavi Akim, and it needs a Tikun on that end also. Okay. Pretty, so I tried to picture that. It looks like it's pretty straightforward.
Can you reverse it in terms of which end gets which?
I don't see why. Vis-a-vis this Mavi Katan, I don't see why it should be a problem. Shaila is, how will it impact the Mavi Gadol? It has the same problem. It's a Mavi Akum vis-a-vis those things. So if it's Sasim on one end, the Lechi B'Kar over here, the Lechi B'Kar over there. But if you did that, you would need. If you would do that, so what you would need is like this. Let's say for argument's sake, the Mavi Gadol was Sasim in the back. So you could put a source of Pesach on the outer Mavi Katan towards the Shusha Rabim, a source of Pesach by the Mavi Gadol where it goes to the Shusha Rabim, and put a Lechi between the two of them. But you couldn't put a Lechi here and a Lechi here. Right? And a source of Pesach there. You could put a source of Pesach here and a Lechi here and a Lechi there. But you can't put a source of Pesach Lechi, Lechi. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because then you've got a lechi at the two ends of
the Mavi Gadol doesn't have anything. It's a Mavi Akum, which doesn't have a source of Pesach on one of its ends. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
There must be a way to analyze this mathematically.
There must be
a branch of math that would analyze this. It could get even more complicated.
That's true. Okay. Simon Shin Samach Hay.
We're caught up?
Yeah, probably have to leave soon.
So, yeah, you're caught up. Yeah.
Okay.
Now you're starting on tomorrow's.
Okay. So that's good. Yeah. Okay. Mavi Shinifritz by Pirtza Mitzida Klapi Roshay. One of the walls of the Mavi, there was a break in the wall. So you have your behind it. It's still a valid Mavi, etc. But the problem is there's a break in the wall towards the front of the Mavi. Okay, so, and there is a lechi there by the front of the Mavi. See, nisher be'omid b'roisha pas rochav arba tvachim mutter. So if the piece of wall which is closest to the end of the Mavi is at least 4 tefachim wide, so we say the main entrance to the Mavi is still the end, not this pierce on the side, and there, and you've been massacring it with a lechi there, so that is enough to say that still maintains its status, and you've been massacring your Mavi and everything is okay. And along the pierce is not more than 10, because then that's mamash. We deal with this in regards to the halacha bittel of the wall. It's not a bittel wall because it's a doorway. So it's like I put a side door, but it's dealt with as a side door, not as the main door. The main door is the opening at the end of the mavi. But you know, nisha pas arbo. But if from the end after this pierce going out towards the end of the mavi, you don't have a piece of wall which is 4 tefachim long. That is osur. Alkin ha'isa appears at pachas mishlosh tefachim, unless it was lavud. That would be obviously be mutter because it's like it's closed. You know, I need to stop now.